This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least three people lost their lives due to cloudburst in Seri Baghna area of Ramban district in Jammu region today. Over 100 people were rescued after heavy rain triggered a flash flood in Dharamkund village in the district early this morning. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Deputy Commissioner Basirul Haq Chaudhary said multiple vehicles were swept away in the flood caused by a stream overflowing.
काफी जगहों पे क्लाउड बस्टिंग हुई हमारी, जिसमें काफी ज्यादा मलबा डेब्री जो है वो हमारा टाउन जो रामबन मेन टाउन है उसमें आ गया। हमारी जो हाईवे है उसमें काफी जगहों पे जो है वो बहुत बड़ी बड़ी लैंडस्लाइड हो गई और कुछ एरियाज में जो है पानी का लेवल बढ़ने की वजह से जो है वो घरों को भी काफी डैमेज हुआ। कुछ घर जो है वो कम्प्लीटली वॉश आउट हो गए। उसी के साथ साथ अभी तक जो है वो जानी नुकसान जो है वो तीन हुए, जिसमें दो बच्चे और एक एजड आदमी थे जिनको हमने डेड बॉडीज को रिट्रीव कर लिया और आखिरी रस्मात के लिए उनके घर वाले थे उनको दे दिया गया है। उसके बाद जो है बाकी कहीं पे भी जो है वो जान नुकसान नहीं हुआ है।
The deputy commissioner said vehicular movement along the strategic Jammu-Srinagar national highway is blocked due to landslides and mudslides following heavy rainfall.
नेशनल हाईवे है जो कश्मीर को रेस्ट ऑफ द कंट्री से जोड़ती है, तो बहुत सारी गाड़ियां जो है वो स्टैंडर्ड यहां पे थी उनको जो है वो हमने रेस्क्यू करके जो है सेफ लोकेशन पे पहुंचा दिया गया है। वहां पे जो स्टैंडर्ड पैसेंजर्स हैं उनके रुकने का भी इंतजाम है, खाने पीने का भी इंतजाम है और जो ही नेशनल हाईवे खुलेगा तो उसके बाद उनको जो है वो यहां से दोबारा भेजा जाएगा अपनी अपनी डेस्टिनेशन पे। ह्यूमन लाइफ का जो है लॉस वो बिल्कुल भी किसी तरीके से नहीं होना चाहिए। पहले से ही अपनी टीम्स को, कंट्रोल रूम्स को, रेस्क्यू टीम्स को अलर्ट करके रखा हुआ है, जिसमें एसडीआरएफ है, एनडीआरएफ है, ये सारी जो है वो ऑन द स्पॉट है, ग्राउंड पे है।
Ramban District Administration has released emergency contact numbers for 24/7 help at District Control Room 01998295500, 01998266790. Meanwhile, the historic Mughal Road, the alternate national highway which connects twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch of Jammu Division with the Shopian district in Kashmir Valley, has been reopened for vehicular traffic. Our Jammu correspondent reports that after remaining closed for a day due to fresh snowfall, the highway was opened for light motor vehicles travelling from Poonch towards Shopian only. The Bharatiya Janata Party today launched a nationwide campaign, Waqf Sudhar Jan Jagran Abhiyan, to spread awareness about the benefits of the Waqf Amendment Act. The campaign will continue till 5th of next month. Under the campaign, BJP leaders and workers will visit Muslim communities and make them aware about the amended act. West Bengal Governor C.V. Anand Bose will submit a report to the centre on his findings on the ground-level situations in wake of the communal violence at Murshidabad. Talking to media persons after completing his tour of the troubled areas, the governor said that he will take up the incident with Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. He said that he learned from the affected people that barbaric attacks have been conducted on them. The festival of Easter is being celebrated across the world today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. Reports of Easter celebrations have been received from different parts of the country and abroad. Special masses are being held at churches to mark the day. Vice President of the United States of America, J.D. Vance, will arrive in New Delhi tomorrow morning on a four-day official visit to India. This will be Vice President Vance's first visit to India. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow evening. In IPL T20 cricket, put to bat, Punjab Kings were at 68 for 3 in 7.4 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Chandigarh when reports last came in. Punjab Kings have climbed to the third spot with 10 points and will look to cement their position with another win over Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Stadium in Chandigarh. RCB are holding fifth spot on the points table with 8 points. In another match, Mumbai Indians will face Chennai Super Kings this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. in Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai. In squash, India's Wee Chotrani and Anahat Singh have qualified for the 2025 World Championships set to be held in Chicago, USA next month. Wee secured the coveted spot by winning the Asia qualifying event with a dominant 3-0 victory over home favourite Amisha Niraj Chandanran in the men's final held in Malaysia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.